Hello?
Hi, Dick.
Mr. President, I just wanted to say hello to you.
Glad, I'm sorry I missed you yesterday.
I know you've been pretty busy.
Well, I called my Attorney General last night and had a long talk with him about your problem. I had a note when I got through. I had a real rough day yesterday, but today is going to be quite a light one, and I'm going to get caught up with everything. I use my Saturdays to get caught up.
You know what I'm trying to do? These fellows that have been harassing you for a year and a half, I think we got the dope on them once and for all on a conspiracy to riot.
Mm.
And if the Attorney General goes along with us, I think we'll expose the Rennie Davises, we'll expose the Tatons, we'll expose the Rubens, we'll expose the Shebagans, we'll expose the whole goddamn outfit and that mobilization for peace in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll also include some of McCarthy's friends.
Yep.
And the fellow himself, because if it were ever a planned thing and all these incidents affected you, you moved around this country, this is it.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had the whole thing set for Johnson on Tuesday and Johnson on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And we got the raw deal, but I think we're coming out. I don't think they're fooling the American people.
Well, I believe that that there's been a great revulsion in the country as a result of your calling their hand. And I think the country is for the first time, has seen what the network's been doing and what what these revolutionaries have been doing. Now, did you see the story yesterday? They're trying to cover it up now, but they violated a bunch of laws. They had hidden microphones in the platform committee.
Our whole town was bugged, including my rooms and everything else. Everyone.
Well, that's just disgraceful. They ought to indict some folks on that. I told him last night that they ought to do that.
I don't think there's any doubt but what they should, Mr.
I noticed CBS was down in Dallas, and they went to the same post office box that Oswald had, and they rented a box down there, and this goddamn Cronkite crowd, and they wrote a letter to outfit up Chicago trying to get a gun, and they were going to prove that you could mail order guns, what all you could do, and they caught them in that, and they've exposed that now. It hadn't been in the paper. I think it ought to be, but CBS, there's a conspiracy between the two of them.
Oh,
I think you've got some pinks operating both outfits.
I think you're right, and I think it's in the whole medium of communication, and I think they did a savage job on you and an unfair job. They've been doing it for the last year and a half, but if the Attorney General will only stand up, we will turn up with a conspiracy and show and reveal it with documentation and with evidence and fact. We don't want to go after anyone on a witch hunt, but gosh darn it, Mr. President, I think these people should be exposed to the entire nation and show what you've been up against for the last year and a half when you go about this country. Organized, behind it, commie. They tell me that this guy Dillinger talked here on Tuesday, and they broadcast it into Miami from Havana on Wednesday. We're trying to get that through the U.S. Information Office, the broadcast.
Mm.
Well, this has happened. Now, all of these guys who are leader out here, contrary to the government, were in Hanoi. Now, by God, if this is going to exist in our country, then I'm going to fight the damn thing whether I ever hold office or go out of this.
Well, now, haven't you had a pretty good reaction out there?
We got a terrific reaction. We published and I'm going to send you a copy of it, a strategy of confrontation, and we published it last night, in which it documents dates going back to November 67, what they said they were going to do to Chicago. They met in
Dick, I told Peter Lesigor, who writes for the Chicago paper, that you didn't demand this convention. You didn't raise any hell about the convention.
No.
There were three proposals to the convention. One of them was Miami. The Arrangements Committee said they didn't want to go to Miami because it was a messy thing. They had a Republican governor. They didn't know what had happened. They stretched out all over the country, had a lot of luxury operation, and they couldn't have the facilities they wanted. Then the next one was Roy Hoffhines in Houston. And I just said that we thought that the president's from Texas and that if they went to Texas, they just raise hell and try to create a big disturbance and everything else. So the committee told them they didn't want it. So the third place was Chicago, but that you hadn't forced anybody to come to Chicago.
No,
they were in trying to tell me that you had, I was your puppet and you had made me come to Chicago. And I said, Daley didn't urge me to do it. He didn't put any pressure on me one way or the other.
That's right.
I told Lesigor that yesterday.
Well, I think that we're coming. We're putting on a show. a week from tomorrow, Sunday night, through WGN, but we're getting all the independent stations all over the country that want to be a part of it.
Dick, have you got any pictures of this crowd that they didn't use that you can show that here's what they were chanting and here's what they were saying?
Yeah,
and they wouldn't use them?
Isn't it an amazing thing, Mr. President? No medium carried a picture when they had them of them lowering the American flag and burning it. And you see what happened there. Some of our fellows that are policemen have sons in Vietnam. Some of them lost their boys. So anyone with any American blood, when he saw that, they went in, and goddamn it, I'd stand behind them until the end. And they whacked the hell out of them and raised the Viet Cong flag. Our fellas tore it down and raised the American flag. But there wasn't a picture in any place shown. We're going to show that. We're going to show it on this show a week from
Sunday. That's good.
None of them showed the confrontation of the police. We saved Dr. Abernathy, but he won't admit it, and his mule team. He rushed to the commander and he said, please get my people out of here. These men are wild terrorists, and they're going to tear the Conrad Hilton down. This was the occasion at Balboa, Michigan, and believe it or not, Mr. President, that only lasted 18 minutes. And they marched down the street, linked arms, and there was never a picture of them marching down the street all the way across Michigan Avenue, linked arms, and then they sat in the center of the street. And in one picture, they printed police brutality. The policeman was hitting a fellow with a baton, and the fellow was biting his leg. He bit a big chunk of flesh out of the poor policeman's leg. Fellow went to the hospital. This was brutality. Another one, a girl and a boy injured, and the father called me up personally. God damn it, Mary, he said, what kind of people we got? Your police saved my daughter and my son from being killed by a window pane that was broken in by these terrorists. They weren't hippies, they weren't in this crowd. And for them to print pictures that this is another example of police brutality is the most shocking thing to me. I've telegrammed, I've called them, and he said, God damn it, they better retract it.
And these kids, they got some 40-year-old kids, 50-year-old kids.
Mr. President, 643 were arrested, and 200 were less than 21 years of age. And of the 643, 150 lived in Chicago. 11 of them lived out of the country. We got a tape on an editor from a Toronto paper in which he's up denouncing the Johnson administration, the Daily, and the establishment, and said he joined the hippies. And he'd take part in the march that would march to the amphitheater and disrupt the convention. This is a guy from Toronto. Doesn't even live in our country.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to think, if we just get a little help from our friend down there, and he doesn't get too...
Well, he doesn't see this as you and I see it, and we just I just worked on him a long time last night and told him that I want...
He doesn't see it the way his daddy would see it.
No, not at all. Not at all. That's the thing. We may have a blow-up on
and
that.
Some of our candidates are weak, too, on this thing.
Yes.
They're talking out of both sides of their mouth.
That's right.
I'm for them winning. I'll do anything, but goddamn it, in my opinion, in this business, you have to stand up for principle when you see it, whether you win or lose.
You got to. I'll tell you one that's not weak, so old man Dirksen.
Who?
Old man Dirksen.
Oh,
he was in pounding the table, and he said, I'm a daily man. By God, he stood up, and
he got to
do it. He didn't run a bit.
He didn't run, and that's his makeup, and he's a hell of a guy. And let's not kid ourselves. You've always said that, and we can't dispute it. He doesn't run. He just stands and takes his position.
What specifically do you want this fellow to do that he's not doing
just
now?
As long as he does not interfere with the...
Well, we called the FBI last night. You've got to make your fellas get along with them as well as you can. They say they got 700 people to interview. They've got 400 already interviewed. Clark says it'll take 4 weeks, that he's told them they've got to have an answer in 4 weeks.
Well, you see, the only thing is, and you to stop that, he gave the order last week only on police brutality.
Yeah.
And then they came to the policemen, and it was an insult to them, Mr. President.
Yeah.
They wanted them to sign an affidavit under the Esposito and Miranda case, which says you're entitled to a lawyer when you're being charged with a crime. And I told them to tell them to go to hell.
Yeah.
And if this was their idea, but we worked it out locally. Our corporation counsel talked to the district attorney. The district attorney talked to the FBI man. The FBI man is a very good man. He said, I'm under direct instructions, but I agree with you. I don't want to be going to policemen and ask them to sign an affidavit that you do as a criminal. What the hell, we're cooperating. And he said, there might be excess Well, what are you going to do if someone hits you with human manure in the face? You're going to stand there or hit you with human? See, they were thrown bags of manure in the face. They were thrown bags of urine. And then they were calling. You should know the language, Mr. President.
Oh, I know it. I know it.
4 o'clock. Words that you wouldn't repeat, you know.
That's right.
And here's the guy that's on Lindsay's payroll walking around here for 4 days with F-U-C-K on his forehead.
Yeah,
he's still on the payroll at Hoffman and Chabagan and all them. And you know what I think? I think they're getting money from the OEO.
Well, I wish you'd prove that. Now, you see what we've done down here. I made them turn over those records. You've been telling me all the time about that organization, but I made them turn them over to the McClellan Committee yesterday.
Well, I'm glad you did, because this has been the one thing that's been concerning me all over the country. They've used this money, and some people say that they got a lot of the cash. They were cashing $100 bills. They got it from Lindsay. And they say that a lot of those OEO people were out here, and their expenses was paid. He admitted that this one fellow, Hoffman, is still on his payroll, and he's going to keep him on the payroll. So I don't know how the hell we reach into that, but I'm convinced that the whole setup in New York is a payoff. They're paying tribute for peace. And they've got your whole OEO written with directors of those non-for-profit corporations getting $10,000 to $15,000 a year for not doing a goddamn thing. The only thing they're doing is buying these civil rights leaders so that they're supposedly...
I think that's right. I think that's exactly right. And I think it's Shriver and Bobby set that damn thing up as a political organization.
That office you're talking about, they haven't been with you since 1963. They were never with you.
I think that's right.
And they've undermined and undercut, and the whole goddamn outfit is, and I don't understand this present fella, that's father is a hell of a guy, that he can't see what they've been doing to you for the last 3 or 4 years. We talked about that. God damn it, it's a disgrace. Half those guys down there showed it. They're not on your team, never were on your team.
That's right.
But I think with the help of God, we're going to come out all right. And first, no one points it out. We didn't lose a life. We didn't have anyone shot. And I think this was a great tribute to the police department and to everyone else. I think CBS moved half of its equipment from the amphitheater to the Conrad Hilton at 4 o'clock that afternoon, anticipating this trouble. And they knew that the trouble was going to be, see, they couldn't make it out to the end. The idea was to go to the amphitheater and then go through our neighborhood, and God love them. We're just humble people, Mr. President, but we had your picture in the American flag all the way down the different streets, and I knew that if they went out there, our kids wouldn't stand for it, because some of them would come back and they'd wail into those guys. There'd be a hell of a squabble. And then they wanted to, they had the plan to turn down the fence and then rush it in. And the delegates from New York and California and Wisconsin were a part of it, including New Hampshire. They were to create the trouble inside. The other guys were to tear the fence down outside. And this was all in their plans, and we got the whole goddamn thing written out. All someone has to do is sit down and look at it.
Well, I want to see your fam. When's it going to be on?
We'll be on a week from tomorrow night.
Don't you let them get you on one of these damn panels.
That's for the birdies.
That's good for Cronkite. You just ruined Cronkite. You did.
We had a hell of a time getting that tape. They didn't want to give it to us. And I sent them a letter demanding it. They didn't want to give us that interview with Cronkite. Cronkite, what the hell his name is. We're going to put it into the thing next week. And they said no at first. And then I said, well, this is a fine goddamn quasi-public organization. You say no to free time, and now all I want is a copy of the tape that I participated in, and your answer is no. Well, they had to talk to their lawyers, and they talked to their lawyers, and I said, well, if you don't do it, I'll go into the FCC, and goddamn it, I'll get it someplace. So they finally, last night, they agreed to give us a copy of it. But this is an arrogant outfit they won't even give you a copy of a tape.
I think you ought to have somebody raising hell about them putting bugs around NBC. I think it'll just prejudice the country against them, and you ought to have some citizens giving out interviews.
Well, I think Hal should follow it up and ask that warrants be issued, as you say, through the Justice Department. I think that this is another place where Clark has to act.
Well,
our fellow out here, goddammit, he's a little, not a little, he's a small man. He was a naval bomber during World War II and had...